This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A man has allegedly been detained and deported by the Australian Border Force after HIV prevention pills and sex toys were found in his luggage. The German man arrived in Cairns and was detained overnight before his deportation the following morning. He had been required to leave and re-enter Australia in order to extend his tourist visa. A human rights advocate told the Star Observer, without question it was a homophobic ABF officer who pulled him over to open up his suitcase. The chair of the ACT's LGBTI Ministerial Advisory Council has warned that the inquiry into the protection of religious freedoms in relation to same-sex marriage will be a new battleground for the community. With the inquiry due to report early next year, the council has called for a federal bill protecting human rights. The inquiry itself will look into the need for formal exemptions to anti-discrimination laws for civil celebrants and other services who refuse to service LGBTI couples on religious grounds. Notorious Facebooker the political posting Mama has come under fire after attacking LGBTI youth organisation Minus 18 along with its staff. In a post attacking and shaming the organisation's events producer Delcy, the mother shared and criticised photos from her Facebook page. Minus 18 has since issued a response on their own page comparing the bullying post and attack to revenge porn. Erskineville's iconic Imperial Hotel aims to become a premier destination for LGBTI weddings after a major $3 million renovation. Made famous in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, the pub is set to introduce new facilities including a restaurant, wedding grotto, and reception facility. Co-owner Fraser Short has said he hopes the venue will be open in time for next year's Mardi Gras. The Greens have selected Melbourne-based gay rights campaigner and social justice advocate Adam Pulford as their candidate for the federal seat of Wills. Data gathered by the Greens shows a swing in Wills of less than half that secured in the recent Northcote by-election would see Labor lose the inner Melbourne seat to the party. Pulford lives in Brunswick and was previously working for the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission. Advocates have urged the LGBTI community to stand in solidarity with the 30 to 40 gay and bisexual refugees on Manus Island. A group of LGBTI people have formed and called themselves No Pride in Detention, as a means to help recognise that the situation on Manus affects queer people as well. Group member Geraldine told the Star Observer, "There are quite a number of men on Manus that are part of the LGBTI community, and because of the criminal code in Papua New Guinea, they face up to 14 years in jail." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Aussie rowers will join the UK's Warwick Rowers to produce a new calendar which will commemorate Australia's leadership in LGBTI rights. The Warwick side say they want to give back to their Aussie fans as they are one of their calendar's biggest supporters. The UK team will recruit local Aussie rowers for the project this month, with both calendars raising money to help end homophobia in sport. Perth Hockey Club, the Pythons, are also running a nude calendar fundraiser to help get them to the gay games in Paris for 2018. Pro soccer player Christine Nan has come out in her blog Finding My Euphoria. The Seattle Reign player says she no longer wants to conform to what society deems as normal. Top Swiss football ref Pascal Olafner also became the first man in professional football in Switzerland to come out this week, hoping to dispel the myth that being gay and football don't mix. A survey of 38 countries has found that soccer fans are becoming less homophobic. Stonewall and Forza Football asked 50,000 people about their attitudes towards sexuality and sport, with over three-quarters of football fans saying they would be comfy with a player from their country coming out. Iceland were the most progressive, while the least tolerable countries were United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. Russia will host the next World Cup, but only 47% of their fans say they would accept a gay player. And finally, next year's Commonwealth Games in Queensland will feature an Australian first Pride House. Gold Coast venue Rise Bar will host Pride House International, providing a safe and inclusive place for LGBTI athletes and friends during the Games from March 28 to April 15. Each day will highlight a different topic affecting the LGBTI community, like queer women and trans issues, with Olympians Jai Wallace and Natalie Cook as official Pride House ambassadors.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.